All right, so David, I kind of want to ask, you're a conservative group, and yet you seemingly are on the other side of the president when it comes to this notion of opening up public lands for the use of energy production. Why is that?
Well, we're not opposed to opening up every place for energy production, but we certainly believe that there are places that either that should be off limits or that you have to be very careful and responsible in the way you go about opening those areas up because of various other considerations. One of the executive orders that Mr. Trump recently signed has to do with offshore drilling. It is looking into opening up all the areas that have previously been under moratorium for drilling, including national marine sanctuaries. It's looking at opening up the Atlantic seaboard, the Pacific, the Arctic waters off of Alaska that, nobody really knows what would happen if there was an oil spill there. And it's doing all this at a time when, we have a glut of oil on the market. Oil's trading below $50 a barrel. Department of Energy says that's going to be pretty much the case for the next 15 years because of all the other oil we're producing out of North Dakota and different places like that. And yet, here we have this rush to not only open all these areas up to drilling, possibly, but also they want to take a look and, consider rolling back all the safeguards that were put in place after the Gulf oil spill. And, conservatism, in our view, is about prudence and responsibility and conservation. And then, when you think about economics, you look at the coastal economies of the Atlantic seaboard and how all these different communities, I think 120 of them, have signed resolutions or passed resolutions that they don't want, drilling considered off of their coast because the coastal economy is too important to them, whether it's from fishing industry or whether it's from tourism and their beaches. Why now? I mean, for us, from our perspective, it's simple. Why on earth would someone want to push drilling in a hasty manner in the riskiest and most expensive places on the planet and consider scrapping all the prudent safeguards we put in place since the Gulf oil spill at a time when there's an abundance of oil on the market? And if the price of oil goes much lower, a lot of the oil we produce here in the U.S. wouldn't even be economical.
I guess that's kind of the question that you just answered there. So why stand against the administration now? What do you hope to gain from this? At this point, what do you believe are some of the motivations behind the administration moving forward with this?
Well, it seems like that their policies are geared more toward, 2008 than today, and they're not considering these realities. And so what we suspect is that this is all a result of, special interest influence inside the administration, the people, that the administration has surrounded themselves with that were part of the transition team, and they're pushing this agenda. It's a tired agenda. We consider drilling in this country on offshore drilling on these 5-year plans. So every 5 years, this comes up for review naturally. But they're not waiting for 5 years to bring this up for review. They're rushing into it. And in doing so, they're not considering all the other factors, whether it's the coastal economies off of Florida or New Jersey or South Carolina, or just how impossible it seems that it would be to clean up an oil spill if we had a big spill up in the Arctic. So our question is, why the rush? And why is he doing this? And the reason we're concerned about it is there is, with these executive orders, that sets in motion a process over at Department of Interior to do this review. And the public has an opportunity to comment. And, we don't want the administration just hearing from the left on this, because we think there's a lot of reasons conservatives should have problems with this as well. And so we would like them to hear from conservatives who care about, the lobster fishery in Maine, or who care about the coastal economy off of, Florida or New Jersey or South Carolina. And you know, we're wanting to let people know that this, there's no way that what they're doing right now fits the definition of conservatism.
Well, you say you don't want the administration to simply hear from the left, but in this case, aren't your viewpoints, and as in your point of view, in line with left conservative environmentalists?
Well, we may be against this particular executive order, but you know, there's nothing liberal about conservation and responsible stewardship. You can go all the way back to biblical times. You can go to Theodore Roosevelt. You can go to the Nixon administration with a lot of the environmental safeguards in. You can go to President Reagan, you know, in the Montreal Protocol dealing with ozone depletion, or the first George Bush dealing with acid rain. There's nothing liberal about, you know, being careful and being prudent. You do it in your daily lives. There's also nothing liberal about diversifying, you know, our energy portfolio with renewables and things like that. How these have become, you know, these polarized things where one type of energy is supposed to be, you know, conservative and another type of energy is supposed to be liberal. It's not. It's just energy. And we have to pursue these choices responsibly, and that's what the conservative, you know, that represents conservative values in our book.
David, can I ask if who you may have voted for?
Well, me personally, over the years, I mean, I've never voted for a Democrat. I can tell you that. When I was with another organization that was more political, I was the chair, conservation chair or outreach chair of the McCain campaign. So, you know, I've worked for Senator Pete Domenici. I've interned with Jesse Helms' protege, John East. So, you know, campaign for Strom Thurmond. I'm a conservative. There's no question about that.
That kind of leads me to my next question, then, is then, do you feel that you and other conservatives were sold a bill of goods with the current administration, and now, obviously, that the administration has turned on that word?
I don't think it was sold a bill of goods as much as that, you know, a lot of legitimate conservatives have had serious problems with Mr. Trump as a candidate, and also with what this administration has been doing, whether you're talking about, you know, policy toward Russia, or whether you're talking about these kind of things. When you look at George Will or Charles Krauthammer or David Frum or whoever, and, you know, there's plenty of people on the conservative side that have noticed that, you know, what this administration has been talking about, what they're planning to do, what they're trying to do, there's no ideological underpinning with conservatism. It's just, it's populism. It's, trying to make good on things he said on the campaign trail, whether they still make sense or not. And things like that. There seems to be no core values that are driving, the actions of the administration. And, we feel that is, you know, particularly true when it comes to, safeguarding our environment.
David, is there one thing I may not have asked you that you want to add to this?
Well, just one thing about the notion of opening up marine sanctuaries or opening up these ecologically rich places off of Alaska to drilling. You know, there was a commission that was put in place after the Gulf Oil spill. It was bipartisan. Had Bill Riley from the EPA administrator under Bush and others there, and they found that, you know, the oil and gas industry is unprepared to clean up spills in sensitive areas and in remote places like offshore Alaska. And they had all these recommendations that we should do before we go and drill in these areas or consider drilling in these areas. And at this point, 6 years after or 7 years after the Gulf Oil spill, none of those have been put in place. And yet here we are rushing pell-mell trying to open up all of our coast to drilling, no matter what the other economic implications could be. And I don't see, you know, how anyone can view that as a conservative approach.
David, I appreciate the few minutes. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too.